Right now, we're going to talk sports memorabilia, and specifically Olympic sports memorabilia with the games going on in Paris. Let's open the door and welcome into the studio our memorabilia expert, Shorty DeFazio.
What's going on? What's up, my guys? It's the muses. They amuse. They gently, you know the deal, right?
Yeah. Hi, Shorty.
Hey, Craig and George and Gordon. Good to see you guys.
Hey, Shorty.
Yeah, that was
a kind of meek response from Gordon.
Do
you want to plug your store?
I'd love to plug the store. It's up there in the Northeast.
Where?
It's called in the Northeast. It's called Hey, That's an Unusual Item. And we feature sports memorabilia and also whatnots and bric-a-brac. That's right. It's up there in the Northeast. So if you ever fly into the Northeast airport, you go a little bit a ways away from that and then take a left.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have an online presence yet?
No online presence. No.
Okay.
That'd be good for business. That's one of the things we do for our customers is we offer an online presence free presentation.
I think that's a mistake, what do I know?
It's a feature that we have here. Yeah, so I brought in a few unusual items. Sports memorabilia related to the Olympics.
Oh, great.
So, this is good. How about a Wheaties box with the original Dream Team on it?
Huh. Okay.
So this is great. And they all signed it. Johnny Cochran, Robert Shapiro, $100.
Okay.
$100. Didn't I used to get rib shots during the middle of all this?
I think so.
Maybe you will.
How about this? Michael Phelps bikini. I mean, he's a champ, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, this is just the top half. Yeah, he would discard that shortly before he would hop in the water.
Okay. I don't remember that.
So I got a few of these, yeah. $200 a piece. Hey! How about an unopened? Now, this is very important. You know, when you get into, collecting, you know, it's very important to have the unopened box.
Right.
If you open it, it loses its value.
Yeah. Sure.
So you want the unopened box.
Box?
What? And so this is an unopened box of Kathy Rigby's signature Tampax. $50.
Wow, okay.
$50.
She did the commercial.
Yeah, all right. Hey, listen to this. This is a signature item here.
Okay.
The Olympic medal that Muhammad Ali threw into the Ohio River in 1960.
Wow.
This is a vial of water from the Ohio River.
Not the metal.
Or at least a river in Ohio. $3 a piece. This is a real bargain.
Okay.
So the metal may have touched that water.
May have touched that water. You never know.
Might have.
You never know. All right. Everyone knows that the first woman to win the men's decathlon was Caitlyn Jenner.
Right.
Okay.
I have here the lesbian wedding ring when Caitlyn Jenner married O.J. Simpson's lawyer's widow. This is...
This is a big, convoluted
divorce now, but this is very controversial. $1,000. So it's the most expensive item that I got here. How about this? Imagine owning the podium where Jesse Owens and Tommy Smith raised the Black Power fist to Hitler.
I don't think.
All right. Now,
I think your history is a little mixing up years.
We have pieces of that podium that are now going for $100. Not from me, but the pieces of the podium are out there. Now imagine owning an updated replica of that very podium using the latest of technologies.
So confused.
Even better, going for $200.
I don't think I want that.
A piece of the podium. Okay. I got that right here. I had it to each of you. You get to take a piece
of podium
for only $200.
Is it the Owens podium or the Smith podium?
It's the same one that they used to protest Hitler. How about a current Olympic treat here? Right? This is great. A vial of E. coli taken directly from the sin. $10.
Oh, wow.
This is pure, undiluted E. coli.
No, thank you.
Yeah, they tested it, and this has 100% purity for E. coli. Johnny Weir's costume that he wore at his 40th birthday party. Beautiful. Full-length gown. Look at this thing. It's bedazzled.
Yeah,
it's
beautiful. $1,000
takes it today.
Okay.
He's known for that.
Known for what?
For dressing flamboyantly.
I just call it being dressed tastefully, but that's not a little coded, whatever you said, man. I don't know what you're talking about. Can you imagine owning Usain Bolt's unitard? I'm not calling him a name here. This is what they wear,
right?
When he set the Olympic record for the 100-meter time, can you imagine owning that?
No, I can't.
Well, this is the outfit that his cousin Mikey was wearing when he rewatched a replay of that historic race a few years ago.
Not even when he watched it live.
$300, you can own cousin Mikey's outfit.
I'll pass.
And then a pair of Katie Ledecky's chocolate milk swim cups. New $5, used $10!
Hey!
Whoa! Unusual item!
Okay, Shorty.
Hey! Whoa!
There goes Shorty DeFazio.